You are listening to the song from the number one release from the 2007. I sound like Miss South Carolina. I'm starting that over again. This song is from the number one release of 2007 and voted by NPR listeners who took part in the All Songs Considered competition.
NPR listeners such as U.S. Americans.
The number one, the song, the release. Now, is this because Radiohead offered up the music on a pay-what-you-wish scale, something near and dear to NPR folk, or was it really the finest musical offering of the year? NPR's Music's Bob Boylan was the list master presiding over this year's polling, and we invite him to walk us through the highlights. Hi, Bob.
Hello there.
So Radiohead on top, did more people hear it because they bought it for $1, $2, $3, whatever they wanted to pay?
Oh, no, I don't think there's a chance of that. In fact, there's a good chance that less people listened to it because the only way to get it was one specific way. You had to go and you had to register online and you had to do all that stuff. It's a great record. And the song you're playing now is not even anywhere near my favorite record, my favorite song on the record. There's so many good songs.
So you weren't surprised at all that Radiohead was on top?
Oh, no. It was clear. There was a lot of chatter about the record, and maybe people, you know, watched CNN and saw a report about the fact that they're doing this download, you know, buy as you what you want, and they did the public radio method, which I loved, you know, honesty, yeah. You know, you pay what you want.
Although, but, as you listen to the record, they didn't interrupt and tell you how many cups of coffee each individual track was worth.
That's right. Maybe next year.
Where else but a Radiohead record can you get that kind of quality? Please donate. But yeah, they got a lot of press attention, but within the people who love music. I mean, basically, it almost seems like you come out with a top 25 list. If I told you in the year 2010, Radiohead and Wilco would have releases, we could all put them in at number, you know, 2 and 3 on the best of that year list also.
Yeah, it seems like they're the usual suspects in the top five. You have Radiohead at number one, Arcade Fire at number two, Feist, 3, Wilco, and then the White Stripes.
Well, I mean, I take issue with the Arcade Fire one because, I mean, they've only released, it's only their second record, and their first record was out of the blue. To me, I'll just say it, the best record of the decade. This record is pretty amazing, too. So I wasn't sure that the Arcade Fire record
was going to be a great record. Oh, come on. All the critical acclaim. They were critics
darlings
from day one.
That's it. That's the phrase.
I don't think usual
suspect. Critics darlings, not usual
suspects. And Feist, I mean, who knew, you know? So, but yeah, for sure. You had a list of, you know, Radiohead, probably, what is this, their seventh record. Wilco's probably their sixth or seventh. White Stripes, you know, again, sixth maybe. Spoon, Modest Mouse. You just go down the list, and they're all in the five and six. But you know something about independent rock, which is that most bands put out their second record, and you never hear from them again. Mm-hmm. So this is a good sign. Although the Wilco record wasn't a good sign.
Right, I know you didn't like that one. Yeah, number six, top five, I look at that and I go, NPR, of course. Number six is a record, though, I loved myself. It's Spoon. Can we play a little Spoon?
Yeah.
I hear a call of a lifetime ring. Felt the need to get up for it. Oh, you cut out the middleman. Get free from the middleman. You got no time for the messenger. Got no regard for the thing that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive.
That is, I think, a good song from a good record and a band that is good upon repeat listenings and also very accessible. If you've never heard them before and you just heard that, I bet you said, I kind of like that.
Yeah, they write catchy ones, don't they?
Yeah. Something to be said for hooks.
Let's listen to what some might arguably say is the best record by the craziest artist. Miss Amy. Surprised Amy Winehouse didn't crack the top 10.
It's hard to say. I mean, first time, she's up against a lot of people who have a big fan base. But boy, you know, it's a good record. And Mark Ronson, who helped produce the Lily Allen record, a great producer, made this record sound good. But you know, it's only as good as the singer and the songwriter, and she's a good one.
Do you think that because it was released earlier in the year, maybe that's what kept it out of the top 10?
I thought about that, but Arcade Fire came out top of January. It's a number two record. But there is something to be said about that.
What about all her shenanigans?
Oh, yeah.
I honestly don't follow any of that stuff, so let's go back to some music.
Oh, yeah, if you haven't followed it, it turns out that she likes to drink. Anyway, Arcade Fire, do you think the fact that they've been such good friends to NPR helped them launch them up the list? They've done a lot of stuff with us, right?
They have because, for me and All Songs Considered, I love this band, and I love this band because...
So get on Bob's good side.
I went and saw
publicists,
four concerts.
Are you listening?
Well, they are listening, and they write me, and they also know I throw their press releases right in the trash when I get them. But this is a band that I saw four times in New York City. We webcast it. You can hear it online. And there's eight or nine of them on stage, and they put a magnificent show. Their music is unpredictable and fun and depressing and uplifting, and it does it all at the same time.
I want to keep on working down the list. At number 13, you have they have LCD Sound System. It's interesting. Two different people gave me this CD, Sound of Silver, to listen to. I'm wondering how important is word of mouth, you think?
It's like asking the question in the 1960s, how important is radio? You know, they're for most part, people, you know, there isn't great radio in their cities. If you're lucky, you have one. And in terms of music, so it's everything. You know, it's typing to your friend and sending them, dropping them a song, and you know, through IM or however you do it, whatever blog you might read. Especially for this kind of music, it's everything.
Okay, so for our listeners who haven't heard LCD Sound System, I'm gonna take the word of mouth a little farther and play a little bit. Check this out. Now, Bob, I think it's always interesting on these lists to find out who just missed it, like just by a sliver didn't make it into the top 25. Tell us who 26 and 27 are.
Let's see. Both of them are old-timers. Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, which was one of the big surprise records of the year. I looked at that record and said, huh?
But you know
it's
what?
A great record.
Yeah, it is just, it's very wonderful and full.
And then there's and 26 was Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen didn't do magic for you?
I loved Bruce Springsteen, and it was, you know, 30 years ago. And when the punk movement hit, I left him behind. And honestly, I put this record on, and I never got past the summer clothes thing.
Well, you know,
I just stopped listening to it.
You know, Bob, I'm a huge Bruce Springsteen fan.
I'll meet you on the corner.
Okay, here's now take it from me, a big Bruce Springsteen fan. It's not a great record. It's not. I try to listen to it a bunch of times. And then you got this song called The Last to Die for a Mistake, which is supposed to be a protest song. Play a bit of that, and I'll make a little point.
Okay.
A voice drifted up from the radio. Yeah, heard of a voice from long ago. We'll be the last to die for a mistake. The last to die for a mistake.
You know, a good protest song has to be subtle, I think, or evocative. If you're just going to quote John Kerry, which is what he's doing, it's not that much better than Neil Young's Let's Impeach the President. To me, this song is so on the nose, it doesn't even work as a protest song.
You know, look, he's a talent. He's a great artist. He's a great songwriter. People should listen to what he has to say. But doesn't mean he always has something to say, right?
Bob Boylan, that's an excellent place to end. Thank you so much for walking us through the
My pleasure.
All Things Top 25.
You know, you can hear it all online.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great weekend.
You will. Okay.
And that does it for this edition of the Bryant Park Project. Our staff includes MJ Davis, Angela Ellis, Caitlin Kenny, Dan Pashman, and Wynn Rosenfeld.
Today we welcome producers Ian Chillog and Pauline Bertoloni to BPP World Headquarters.
Thanks to the audio engineers Manoli Weatherall, Giles Shrogason, Manya Zuba.
Jacob Gans directs, Trisha McKinney edits, Laura Conway edits the web, Rachel Martin does news, and there's Matt Martinez. You know him?
Sharon Potvin's our EP.